This is Kent Lindquist, and we're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz after the news at the top of the hour. My co-host Bill Satterlee, as I mentioned in the first hour, is off on a well-deserved break, and so I'm going to carry through solo tonight for the balance of the show. And we're going to continue the second hour with the Art Tatum Group Masterpieces, which, as I explained in the first hour, were things that were recorded with Art Tatum on piano, brilliant pianist, and Norman Granz, the producer and owner of Verve and Pavel Records, teamed art up with various jazz artists such as Benny Carter on alto sax, Ray Aldridge on trumpet, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Sweets Edison on trumpet, rhythm section of just Red Calendar and Joe Jones on bass and drums, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, and Ben Webster on tenor sax, cut several albums over a period of about 2 years. And we're going to continue now with another set by the group that was comprised of Hampton on vibes, Harry Edison on trumpet, Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Calendar on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums, of course, along with Art Tatum on piano, recorded on September 7th of 1955. And this is Somebody Loves Me. Thank you. I tell you, Buddy Rich on drums just had to have the last word on that one. That was Somebody Loves Me. And I think that's actually, of all the group masterpieces that Norman Granz recorded with Art Tatum and various artists, that was the swingingest group, that had Lionel Hampton on vibes, Sweet Edison on trumpet leading him through that thing, Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Callender on bass, of course, the inimitable Buddy Rich on drums. Well, now we're going to turn to a group masterpiece that's comprised of simply Art Tatum on piano and Red Callender on bass, Joe Jones on drums. We have no horn man on this next couple tracks. And this is a chance to really see the Art Tatum pianistic virtuosity in full bloom here. We're going to hear him do just one of those things. Thank you. That was a brilliant piano of Art Tatum doing Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things, and you heard some very interesting and tasteful brush work there by Joe Jones, who was a former drummer with the Count Basie Band for probably a decade or more. We're going to do another trio item with the Art Tatum and Joe Jones and Red Callender on bass. And this is a fine old kind of a beautiful ballad that was made popular with by Billie Holiday in the late 30s. Let's listen to the Art Tatum Trio do Some Other Spring. Art Tatum on piano, the Art Tatum Trio, Red Calendar on bass, and Joe Jones on drums doing that fine brushwork. That was a tune from the late 30s that was made somewhat famous by Billie Holiday, called Some Other String. Now we're gonna move to the teaming of Art Tatum on piano with that great clarinet player, Buddy DeFranco, along with, again, Red Calendar on bass, this time Bill Douglas on drums. This was recorded in February of 1956, and it's a beautiful tune. It isn't heard too often. I think it's a nice version of Deep Night. Thank you. Getting another track from the Art Tatum Group Masterpieces, and this time we had Buddy DeFranco on clarinet with Art Tatum on piano, Red Calendar on bass, Bill Douglas on drums, cut on February 6th of 1956, a beautiful tune called Deep Night. We're going to do one more track here with Art Tatum and Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, and this is another tune that you don't hear too often. I think it's a gorgeous thing. Let's listen to them do You're Mine, You. Thank you. was Buddy DeFranco's contribution to the Art Tatum Group masterpieces. Of course, Buddy DeFranco on that lovely clarinet, Red Calendar on bass, Bill Douglas on drums. That was cut in February of 1956. Now, the last jazz giant that Norman Granz brought into the studios to play with Art Tatum was the great tenor man Ben Webster. And so we're going to listen. This was cut in September of 1956. Ben Webster on tenor sax, back again as the rhythm section as they were with the Buddy DeFranco set. There's Red Calendar on bass and Bill Douglas on drums. We're going to listen to Art Tatum and Ben Webster do Gone with the Wind. Thank you. was Ben Webster on tenor sax, along with, of course, Art Tatum, part of the Art Tatum Group Masterpieces. And we're going to keep Art Tatum and Ben Webster together on the next track. We're going to listen to them do a fine version of that old Rodgers and Hart standard, Have You Met Miss Jones?
Oh,
Glenn Webster on tenor sax, along with Art Tatum on piano, and doing a gorgeous version of Rodgers and Hart's composition, Have You Met Miss Jones? Well, the 2 hours tonight have been devoted to the Art Tatum group masterpieces. By that we mean Art Tatum on piano, joined by various jazz giants such as Benny Carter on alto sax, Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Harriet Edison on trumpet, Buddy Rich on drums, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, and lastly, we just heard Ben Webster on tenor sax from a session cut in September of 1956. Now, I'm Kent Lindquist, and we hope you'll join us again next week with the Feeling of Jazz. We're on every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, and my partner in time and my inimitable co-host will be rejoining us next week after he had a well-deserved break this week. So we're going to close out the show with Ben Webster again doing with Art Paper, Art Tatum doing Night and Day.